It is Wednesday, July 6th, and there is a ton of value in some favorites today in baseball. A ton of value. This is one of those days when the stars could line up for the favorites. They certainly didn't do very well yesterday. We got beat up a little bit yesterday as well. We didn't really pay any juice, as you know, but we didn't do well either. So it doesn't matter if you pay juice or not if you don't win the games. All right, so here, I'm going to do this a little different. I'm going to tell you in order the games that I like that are favorites. I have six favorites. Obviously, every single game has a favorite. I like six of them, only six of them, which is less than half the games. The game I like the most is the Yankees to beat Pittsburgh. This is a every which way you want to handicap it, but you just want to ignore everything else that's happened and talk about this specific game, which is where you should start. It's the Yankees. If you want to talk about a system or a systematic type play, the favored top team Yankees against a dog very low on the totem pole of Pittsburgh after Pittsburgh has won the first game in the series, that's systematically set up for the Yankees. Then we move on to Kansas City and Houston. Houston would be the second biggest favorite here. They are demolishing teams right now. They're the hottest team in baseball. They've got Christian Javier going against Brad Keller. This matchup screams Houston. Now, of course, you're paying. In the first game with the Yankees, you're paying a ton of juice, and you're paying a ton of juice with Houston. Houston's at I'm just going to average them here. Minus 290 on Houston, minus 215 on the Yankees. The third play I like is Philadelphia over Washington. Again, big juice on this one. What's that one out here? Currently, minus 235 with Aaron Nola going over Josiah Gray. The fourth best bet would be the Mets over Cincinnati. The Mets are around 165 favorite. They're on the road at Cincinnati against Graham Ashcroft for Cincinnati. Fifth best, Milwaukee over the Cubs. Milwaukee's a big favorite. This is a little bit of an issue of more of a rivalry, just up and down the coast of Lake Michigan, if you will, there. But Corbin Burns going for Milwaukee, but minus 255. And then the Guardians would be the next and final favorite that I like. They're at about minus 180, minus 185. Shane Bieber going down the road against Michael Pineda of Detroit. Now, I'll tell you, for parlays, I do like New York and Houston. And I also do like a two-teamer with the New York Yankees in Houston and then the New York Mets in Philadelphia. You can mix and match. I struggle back and forth on how to play these with the biggest favorites mixed up with lowest favorites and this and that. And bottom line, I said, let me just get the top two and then the second two tier in a parlay together. Now, what else can I do here? For the Yankees, I actually played this. This is the only time you've heard it this season, and I don't know if you heard it last season at all. So, Yankees money line, minus 208 available at Wynn, otherwise minus 215 is available in two or three spots. I'm playing the money line straight up. I want the win, and that's it. Now, I will tell you what I am doing. I'm not going to risk more on this. I'm not going to risk 2.08 or 2.15. I have not risked that on one unit. I'm risking a unit to win less than a unit on that. So I'll tell you that. It's just not logical to put too much money on a bet like that. That being said, it's the most likely chance to win. You're not tying it in with a total. You're not asking to win by two. Now, why am I not doing that? Well, number one, I can't figure out the total on this game for the life of me. I couldn't. I would be throwing a dart at the ASS on the wall. I'm not going to do that. I cannot do that. Winning by two, the run line is too daggone expensive. It's too much. It's not enough of a discount to ask them to win by two. Now, do I think they'll win by two? Yeah, I do. I think they blow them out. But that blowout could be 8-0 and doesn't do anything for a total. You know, I can't do the total. And I'm not willing to risk enough of that money on a run line where I might as well just risk a little bit more and just take away the possibility of Pittsburgh playing it tight and New York having to win on by one run at the end of the game or something. Or being up by three and Pittsburgh sneaking out two runs. I just money line. Again, this is the very first time this season that I've recommended a play of that magnitude of juice, laying the chalk. And I don't know that I did last year. I just don't play that way. But yet, I've said this many times. It's almost like I'm foretelling what I might do in the future, probably because that's what I was doing. There always is value, and there's value here. I think there's a 3-4 chance. I'm just ballparking. I'm not going to get into exact numbers here. There's about a 3-4 chance for the Yankees to win this game. 3-4. That true odds is minus 300. You're getting a sale price. You're getting the blue light special here at minus 208. It doesn't mean it's cheap, though. You're not buying a crappy generic soda can. You're still buying your brand name soda, but you're getting a heck of a discount on it. I don't know. Is there any better analogies I can say on that? Why even use it? That's what I'm playing. I'm not going to waste any more time on it. Second play I talked about was Houston. The only way I can play them is in the parlay. It's too much money on the money line. The run line's ridiculous. Kansas City has played. They've been gaming. They haven't rolled over, so I can't do anything with them. Then we have Philadelphia. I am playing Philadelphia on the run line for a unit at -1.5. The juice is favorable in this situation. I think that they can win pretty clearly. They've been swallowing up. They just crushed them last night. They're playing well. Washington gives up the most runs in all of baseball. Now, I mentioned yesterday that Detroit scores the least amount of runs in all of baseball. They went ahead and won and gave us the L. Going the opposite side here, Washington gives up an obscene amount of runs, more than anybody else in all of baseball. And Philly has got a powerful offense. There's going to be runs scored. When there's runs scored, you take the run line when you're already favoring that team, when you're looking at an over. That being said, I don't like the over enough to play. The over is only at 8, but you're talking about Aaron Nola going here for Philadelphia. It's another one of those. And Gray, I might argue he's their best pitcher, meaning Washington best pitcher. So I'm not going to touch the total, but this is one of those situations where, again, you could look at 7-1 for Philadelphia or something. All right, so the next game, and again, so that's Philadelphia run line is official play. The next game is the Mets. And hey, you know what? I might as well do it twice. I have played a game this large before, but not often. I will say a handful of times in the two seasons of this podcast, and certainly more than that in the past. I'm taking the Mets in the money line. Minus 165. I don't like it that it's been up a little bit, but in a way that's telling you that I'm not alone in liking the Mets. And I don't think let me put it this way. I'm not public money on here. I'm sharp money on this. It doesn't mean there's not both on both sides of this. Sharp money loves to go against on the dog and against favorites, and public loves to take favorites. This is a sharp play and a public play, to be honest with you. So I'll take that. I'm also going to take the Mets and under 13.5 or 14.5, depending on what you find at your book. They're both going to be one slightly underdog priced and one slightly favorite priced. I don't see it getting to be 14 runs here. So I am mitigating it a little bit. And I've done this as well another handful of times where I've taken a favorite, maybe even done this a dozen times, where you take a favorite on the money line, but then you mitigate and reduce your risk by taking either a run line or one of these same game parlays. I've done that numerous times, so that's what I'm doing here. Mets money line, and then Mets money line and under the largest number you're comfortable with to get a decent price. The next bet is Milwaukee, and I am taking Milwaukee on the run line for half a unit, and I'm taking them to win and over the lowest number you can find on the same game parlay, and you're going to pay a little bit of juice on that for the lowest number you can find. But I want to do that with Corbin Burns going. I want the lowest number I can find just in case it's such a low-scoring game that they don't win by margin. And that's why I'm doing that. The final game is the Guardians, and I am going to have some action on this. This is a half unit play, but I'm splitting the half unit up two ways. I'm taking the Guardians to win in both bets. One of them paired up with under the biggest number you can get, and one of them paired up with over the smallest number you can get. It's going to give you a little bit tighter window because they're handicapping this total tight as well, and I'm only going to do half a unit. But I like the Guardians to bounce back. They've lost three in a row to the Tigers now. Three in a row. It is in Detroit. But there's no comparison on the teams as far as I'm concerned. Again, Detroit's still the lowest scoring team in all of baseball. You've got Shane Bieber going, who the man's a horse. The guy gets it done. The only drawback is that Michael Pineda for Detroit is not a bad pitcher by any stretch of the imagination. He's not as good as Bieber, but he's a good pitcher. All right, so Cleveland, Milwaukee, New York Mets, New York Yankees, Philadelphia Phillies, Houston Astros, as discussed within the podcast for the appropriate plays. And let's get some money this time. Good luck.